Actually, the 1267 is completely affected my life.
Mm-hmm.
And this started when I was in Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
The Canadian government used it as a obstacle not to allow me to come back to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's not the truth that the 1267 is supposed to forbid me to come back to Canada, but anyway, the Canadian government use it as a tools to prevent me to come back to Canada,
mm-hmm.
to come home. And when I came back to Canada, the 1267 is still blocked me away from many things. For example, when I came back, as everybody in Canada is supposed to have many things, which is make the normal the life normal. For example, I think everybody in Canada he have bank account. Or the majority of the people in Canada, they have bank account, because it is difficult to deal with different obligation financially if you don't have bank account.
Mm-hmm.
For example, me when I came back and tried to have bank account, I've been refused because my name on that list. And 1267 forbid the people to deal with me financially.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've been hired with some employees and give me like salary, this due to the regulation of 1267, it's a crime. And the person who was give me like money, he will be accused due the 1267, and this is prevent me to have a job and to support myself and my family. I cannot travel even inside Canada to take a plane to go anywhere because it's my name on that list, and also the regulation of the list is forbidding me to travel. 1267, it's make me like I separate from the rest of the community. Mentally, but physically I was able and on the street, but mentally I'm really separate from the people because I cannot do this the same thing which is people doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not very easy to feel yourself like from 30 million person in Canada to be just only person who is not allowed to do the same thing the people usually doing.
Mm-hmm.
In the day and the night. And this, I guess, it is very, very painful feeling to have you. For example, just once I went to, after I received the exemption from the United Nations, and I went to the bank to collect some money, the amount I'm supposed to collect every month.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to the bank, I have my telephone bill, I want to pay it through the bank, as usual, this is usual and normal. For me, I don't imagine the bank is gonna refuse to pay my bill because this service is offered to any customer of that bank. Just I astonished when the personnel in the bank, when I asked to pay my bill through my account, and he refused. This for me, it is not pleasant because this kind of rejection, even if my own money, I want to pay my things from my own money. I don't I don't ask them to wait for me for free, or to give me donation to pay that bill from my money. But when I find out I cannot do it, it's, for me it's something ridiculous. I've been very careful, because I know if I try to do enormous things, that mean I'm gonna deal with the people. Mm-hmm. If I deal with the people, that mean I put them in trouble. And me, I live 6 years in trouble, and I know what ugly the trouble is.
Mm-hmm.
I avoid many things not to be in touch with the people, not because I don't want the people to be in trouble. For example, if I want to look for a job, because I cannot do it because I'm afraid to put somebody in problems, the government. Even just because it is a crime, that maybe these people, when I go somebody to restaurant or whatever, I am really just afraid, yeah, to being followed by the authority and just then to accuse this person and to give that person trouble. You know. All the time, you know, just like live in fear all the time about the people, because I don't want the people to be in trouble. And to live in fear all the time, this is not a very good thing. That means the life is not normal, and when to be disturbed by something, I don't think it's feel comfortable with that situation.